That's the Memorex version we've got live in studio. It's just a pleasure to welcome the great Susan Warner. Susan, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
You had a show at in Springfield for the Springfield Arts Council at Veterans Park Amphitheater there last night, and everything went right as far as I am told.
Everything went great. Yeah, the rain held off. So one of the guys was watching watching the Doppler radar. He's like, "Oh, it's coming from the north. That's weird. That's so weird. It's coming down. But we got about 2 hours. Oh, let's start now. Let's start." So we started like 8:03. We're like, "Let's get it in." And we managed to get it all in. It was a great night. I had my guitar player, Mando Dobro, electric guy, and my upright bass player, and we had a great time with the people, and we had a special guest. You mentioned earlier that we had a special guest performer.
I understand you invited. Well, first of all, before we get to that, your new record is called Hayseed.
It is.
And you are the product of an Iowa farm.
Yeah, my parents they still farm about an hour west of Dubuque. And this project called Hayseed is all songs about farms, farmers, and the people who love them. Mm. And I'm doing farmers markets and concerts all across the country from now until Thanksgiving. And it's been great fun to be around the people who grow the food that feeds us and takes care of us. And they are an animated, interesting population that doesn't often get their stories told. And this record's been great fun already.
I can tell that. And so you invited basically a local farmer up to sing with you. Did you set that up in advance? How did that go?
You know, Chris Jones, who puts together the Springfield Arts Council series, he and I were talking last year about the idea of this entire Hayseed project. And we came up with the idea. He was very helpful to me, I got to tell you. And we talked about doing farmers markets. So we had one there yesterday in the afternoon. And then he said, you know, what if like a local farmer, you know, would speak? And I'm like, well, what if a local farmer could sing? He's like, I know somebody. And so this guy got up yesterday. I talked to him about a week ago on the phone. I said, what do you do? He says, oh, you know, musical theater kinds of things. So his name's Bob Eagle. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
From Beaverdale Farms in South Vienna. He's got 3,000 acres. He has a beef and a beef operation, a lot of Angus, but crossbred. He was explaining to me the hybrid breeds. And he came up and he sang, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." He did a great job of it. He did a great job of it. And there was like, I don't know how many people out there, like 500 people all singing along with Bob Eagle. It was tremendous.
Corn is as high as an elephant's eye. That's just perfect.
He memorized the whole thing. Oh. He brought the house down.
We're live in the studio with Susan Warner, who was last night in Springfield. I'm so pleased that you stayed and were able to come by.
Thanks for having
today.
Me.
Would you like to hit us one there? Tell us a little about it.
Yeah. This song for anybody who's from here, who left, and then found they just had to come back. I didn't know how to tell you, darling. I didn't know how to find the words. But it's been about 100 years now since I've woken up and heard the birds. I've had enough of the concrete jungle. Had enough glass and steel. I need a little bit of weeds and thistles. I need a little bit of something real. Bye bye skyline, disappearing in the rearview mirror. Hello sunshine, and the air is getting clearer. I love you honey, but I hope you understand. I just gotta get back to the land. Soil underneath, alfalfa between my toes, a blade of oat straw between my teeth. Yes, I've always been a little bit backwards, and I do just the best I can. But I was raised in a barn, my darling. I was born with a farmer's tan. Bye bye, skyline, disappearing in the rearview mirror. Hello, sunshine, and the air is getting clearer.
Susan Worden live on 91.3 WYSO. It's my understanding you actually did get back to the land for the writing of this record.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on my parents' farm. And then I began to go to farmers' markets and talk with people and the growers. And those really are, I mean, the people who pull the food out of the ground for us. I mean, that's my favorite part of the whole thing, is talking with the growers themselves. And at farmers markets, the farmer, well, in the world of business, you talk about someone who stands behind their product. Hmm. Well, a farmer at a farmers market, physically, they stand behind what they sell. And I was talking with the folks at Baker's Vegetable Garden up there yesterday, who were part of the afternoon farmers market, along with Star Dancer, Kramer, and a whole bunch of other growers, local growers in Springfield. And they were so pleased to talk about their kohlrabi, the peas, the beans, where it came from, what their year has been like. Very wet here, from what I'm already seeing.
Well, yeah.
Coming down. I couldn't
believe. Opposed to last year, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to last year. And last year's weather inspired a song that's on the record called While You Wait for the Rain. It was a tough year for many growers. But I enjoy talking with the people and their connection with what it is they do and their feeling of not only a business, but pride in what they do. And that connection really is what inspired the whole project, is the feeling between people and the land itself. And it never fails to inspire me to talk with people who love what they do in the world of agriculture.
Your new record is Hayseed, and you got sort of a group source funding for this. You met and surpassed your goal to be able to cover the cost of making this record.
Yes, thank you for looking that up. You did your research.
I did.
I appreciate it.
I did.
Yeah, I did a Pledge Music campaign, which is kind of like Kickstarter. And the first 10% of the funds raised all went to three agriculture charities that I think are just doing great work out there. One is the Practical Farmers of Iowa, who are a wonderful organization in my home state that supports farminars, like online seminars for farmers where they can learn more about how to turn their business into something profitable. And the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service, MOSES, of Spring Valley, Wisconsin, and also the Land Institute of Salina, Kansas. And this entire project feels like a mission as well as entertainment. I mean, it's advocacy and entertainment both, and people have responded so strongly. It's been very moving to me, more than I can even find words to express.
If someone wanted to get a hold of this CD, what's a good outlet for someone?
You know, they can get it on iTunes. They can get it on Amazon.com. They can get it on my site at bulletproofartists.com. They're my vendor at susanwerner.com. But I have to tell you, I'm very proud of this record, and I'm proud of the good it's already doing in the world, and part of a movement in agriculture to preserve and celebrate the values of agriculture and the land, preserve the land that feeds us all. There's no replacement for photosynthesis, as somebody pointed out. There's no replacing that process. So you better get with a farmer and love them, because, you know, we're not going to be able to grow without soil enough food to feed all of us in the United States and the world.
We have a very robust sense of preserving the land here in the Miami Valley.
Yeah, this has been really interesting to me to discover. Even coming down the road, I stopped at the Tecumseh Land Trust.
Yes.
And I put a picture on Instagram about 2 hours ago of all the sunflowers in a field there. That's a beautiful little spot, the Tecumseh Land Trust. And then I came past, what'd you call it, Young's Dairy Adventure?
Adventure.
Oh, yeah, I'm stopping
Golden
there on the way
Jersey.
Back. Oh, yeah, I'm stopping there on the way back.
We got Susan Werner live in the studio. So pleased to have you. The new record is Hayseed, and this is 30 Tigers helping you get the word out about this. And,
yeah.
Would you do us another?
Yeah, let's do this one. There were three things that people said last night at the Springfield Arts Council show. The first one was, this woman came to me, she said, hey, my daughter is in 4-H. This is the home of 4-H, by the way. This corner of the world is the home of 4-H.
That's
and
right.
I was a 4-H'er, my mother was a 4-H leader. And she said, my daughter showed the grand champion livestock turkey last year, and I'm so proud of her, and it was just a really sweet moment talking with her. And then another guy came up to me, he said, you know, he had like a Dawkin t-shirt on, so he says, like, you know, I gotta tell you, I usually love death metal, but you're really good. And then the last one was, this guy came up to me, he said, hey, that song about herbicides, that might be more true than you know. Okay. Here's the song about herbicides. Skies of blue and fields of green, water full of atrazine, 100 acres to explore, acres full of alichlor. insides done made me gay. When I was a tiny tot, 2-4-D in paraquat, seep beneath my prairie home, fractured my X chromosome. Hey, hey, my, my, all these years I wondered why. My, my, hey, hey, herbicides done made me gay. If your well is full of glyphosate, then the chances that you'll much prefer a same-sex mate. It's true from Maine to California. Listen, people, let me warn ya. Think before you spray those weeds. Think exactly where that leads. Generations just like me, watching endless hours of glee. Hey, hey, dang, dang, singing along with the KD Lang. Dang, dang, hey, hey, herbicides done made me gay.
Unintended consequences, you know?
Your results may vary, but... And then I just heard something about gay marriage amendment here in the state of Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have asked me why my home state of Iowa, right, has been ahead of the curve on gay marriage. Well, that's my theory right there.
Appreciate the lightheartedness and plus bring it to people attention, you know? I mean, come on.
Think before you spray those weeds.
We're talking with Susan Werner. She's live in studio. You can go to her website, which I'm sure is a portal for many different aspects of what she's got going on. And you could maybe even guide yourself to a copy of this great record called Hayseed. And that's Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, Susan Werner, Hayseed. Brand new record. You had originally set yourself pointed toward opera.
Yeah, I went to school at the University of Iowa for music. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I seemed to have some facility for languages. And then I had a Swiss boyfriend for a long time. This will
Swiss.
Help. Yeah, Swiss boyfriend. This will
Sweet.
Help with language, I have to tell you. That's how you learn a language. Just sleep with someone speaking other languages. Just a public service announcement and a recommendation here at Antioch College. You just want to, you know, why learn it in school when you can just, you know. Anyway, so I studied opera and I got out. I got a master's degree from Temple University in Philadelphia. And I took some auditions and it was pretty clear to me that there were other women who just had voices, you know, as big as a truck and personalities to match. Like they just were a force. And I was a little too introverted to really pull it off, you know, in front of a house of 3,000 people making that much noise. And so I started writing songs. And everyone seemed to think like, wow, that's exceptional. If you can write songs, that's maybe your thing. And I don't really have any regrets about, you know, not making a career in the little tin bra and the tin horns. You know, I have no regrets about the word, especially the corseting, you know, lots of corsets when you sing opera. And I'm good without that.
Your songwriting has a much better wardrobe.
Yeah, like right now I got my Case IH International Agriculture, you know, farm machinery t-shirt on, yeah.
So you say you're going to be out until Thanksgiving, basically.
Yeah, doing a lot of, doing concerts all across the country and a lot of them in Iowa, in fact, in my home state, which I'm really happy about, Nebraska, Minnesota, California, and... I really do enjoy the farmer's market component. That's the big fun, is to get, especially get a farmer in front of the microphone, right? Instead of me, right? Me talking, la, la, la. If you have a farmer talk about where they live and how they see what it is they do, That's really where all the fun is. I feel like, you know, Oprah or I don't know what's his name on CNN, the dude, Piers Morgan. Does anybody watch Piers Morgan?
No.
Anyway, that, right? Someone like that, right? I'm happiest as a facilitator for somebody else's conversation. And farmers, because they're not like media, like, you know, media savvy people, you get the real deal from them.
Yeah.
They're way more entertaining. Right, than the rest of us who have, you know, been to therapy and, you know, done talking points with publicists and crap, right? They are for real. And that's what makes them so entertaining to have in front of the microphone.
In front of our microphone is Susan Werner live on Excursions. And would you play one more? I don't mean to be greedy, but...
No, let me play one. Let me play one for you. Yeah, and I'm happy to do it. And here's the song I'm going to play. I heard on All Things Considered this afternoon they're going to have... A feature I just heard in a bumper a moment ago,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
A feature on Christian artists returning to traditional music. I did a project in 2007 called The Gospel Truth, which is gospel music for agnostics, which has been one of the more interesting and, projects. I mean, I've had people walk out of shows with this.
It's a great record. It's well worth a listen.
Well, thank you for saying that. This is one of the songs from it that has been a kind of a touchstone for the... whole project of Gospel Truth. And this song we did last night, it always sparks conversation afterwards.
Excuse me, sir, what did you say when you shout so loud it's hard to tell? You say that I must change my way, or I am surely bound to hell. Well, I know you'd damn me if you could, but my friend, that's simply not your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your heaven so small? You say you know, you say you've read not lest ye be judged yourself. For I know you'd damn me if you could, but my friend, that's simply not your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your so small.
Susan Werner from her 07 release, The Gospel Truth. Great tune.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. It's nice to start discussions and get people thinking.
It's part of what music does, I think. It's part of what music can do. I had a great conversation the other day at the Clearwater Folk Festival with Pete Seeger, who is now 94.
Wow.
And I felt really lucky to have this conversation, I mean, with Pete Seeger, right? And I've talked with him before once, but that was many years ago, and I just saw him 2 weeks ago and had a conversation with him. I said, Pete, if I want to do something in agriculture that, you know, is something like what you did with Clearwater and the Hudson River Valley, restoring the Hudson River Valley, which is really the goal of the Clearwater Folk Festival. I said, if I wanted to do something like that for agriculture and sustainable agriculture, how would I go about that? And he said, you start small. He said, you work with organizations that already exist. And he said, you just show them that songs are better than speeches. And then he took a spoonful of trail mix, ate the trail mix, got a bottle of water, and sat down and watched Toshi Reagan rock the house. It was fantastic.
Nice. It's really funny because on Mondays we do something called Song and Sonnet, and our resident poet conduit, Conrad Balliot, comes in, and we talk in the morning. He says, hey, what should we do today? I said, well, we got Susan Werner coming in, and she has this Hayseed record all about farmers. Let's do farmers. I have pulled and have on the table there. We're going to hear The Farmer is the Man from Pete Seeger.
Oh,
so,
my God.
What a beautiful circle.
That's
completed.
So, and I just met Conrad, right?
Yes,
in the other room.
Yeah, he's standing by.
That's great. What a great guy. All righty, good morning to you. Good afternoon to you, Conrad. And he had Wendell Berry. He had a book of the essays of Wendell Berry, who was really one of the seminal writers and still with us. Wendell Berry is still with us in Kentucky. And it's just, it's a small world and great to meet all of you. And Nikki, thanks for having me.
Susan, what a pleasure. Keep us posted and know that if you're within 50 miles of this vicinity, you should always veer into Yellow Springs, come by and pay us a visit.
What a funky town. I'm going to get a cappuccino on the way out of town.
You're going to love it.
Thank you.
Should I play Iowa?
Yeah, play that.
Let's do it. Susan Werner, thank you. SusanWerner.com for more information about Susan's goings-on and also links to maybe even get involved in your own way. Hayseed is the new album, and here's one from that.
Oh, the Mississippi River flows south from Minnesota.